Hello, and welcome to this week's look at action and stunts on film and television. We've talked before about the work of the British Stunt Register, but this year is a milestone as they turn 50 years old. Formed officially in 1973, it was a collection of the top stunt performers in the UK. That's not to say that nothing like this was around before 1973, but not in an official capacity. The life cycle of the stunt performer back in the 50s and 60s was often like this. Firstly, you'd start off as an extra. You might get an opportunity as an extra on a film or TV production, walk-on part, or background work. Then it would be an assistant director might walk in where the extras were waiting and ask if they wanted to earn a little extra money performing a stunt, or a gag as it became known. In the old days of Hollywood cinema, some of the guys who became performers further down the line, like Harvey Parry, for instance, who went on to double Harold Lloyd, would be broke and would openly invite an opportunity from an AD to earn a little extra cash. You could be asked to jump from a window into boxes or throw yourself down a flight of stairs with the possibility of earning an extra $20 or $30. If you did the job successfully, you may be asked to work for the production team again. If you didn't and you injured yourself, well, you still got free room and board and three meals a day at the local hospital. Then there was the action actor. Now, after being in and around the business for a while, it was always the same faces that showed up on screen. They had all started the same way, and before too long, they find themselves in a scene and possibly with dialogue. But if they have an additional skill, they may find themselves wanting to take more stunt jobs. Now, prior to 1973 and the BSR being created, a book containing 100 performers was made available to casting directors. Each listing contained a picture of the performer and a brief breakdown of their physical measurements, shoe size, collar, waist, etc. They turned out to be a crucial part of the British stunt business. In the last 50 years, 15 registers have been produced. They're a vital link between the performer and the casting agent slash stunt coordinator. Now, I've collected as many as I could over the last 30 years, and since everything went digital in 2014, I was thrilled to receive my anniversary copy of the British Stunt Register this month. It splits into five sections, which are as follows. Full members of the BSR have completed a minimum of 2 years and a further 160 days of contracted verified professional stunt work at KSP level. That's Key Stunt Performer Grade. Full members will also have completed the stunt industry specific BSR H&S Health and Safety Level 4 course. They are very experienced stunt performers who have also worked in the assistant stunt coordinator role, solidifying their knowledge and experience in the safe management and creation of stunts. They've gained incremental experience and have been involved in the creation of a wide variety of action sequences. By this stage in the SGS, that stunt grade system, they have a verified record of at least 620 days of contracted verified professional stunt work and completed 4 industry-specific health and safety courses. Full BSR members have acquired the experience of all previous grades and have demonstrated that they possess the knowledge and experience to take on the responsibilities such as stunt action coordinator. Then, below that level, is key stunt performer. Key stunt performers have completed a minimum of 2 years and a further 240 days of contracted verified professional stunt work at SSP level. That's senior stunt performer grade. They will have completed the IOSH recognized BSR Health and Safety Level 3 course. Key stunt performers have a very good understanding of performing stunts, identifying and assessing risk factors, and can assist the stunt coordinator, as well as run the floor and or stunt rehearsals using their knowledge and experience to ensure safety protocols are followed.
Are you a Bond fan? I mean, really a Bond fan.
If you enjoy dreaming of what 1991 and 1993 Tim Dalton films would have looked like,
or if you have a degree in Octopussy but still don't know which Fabergé egg is a fake,
then the Really 007 podcast is for you.
Really 007.
We bring an insightful,
critical
and silly take on the James Bond films.
We are proudly part of the Pod Dojo network and are available for free on iTunes and Spotify.
We have regular, in-depth reviews of every Bond film,
as well as special episodes on different aspects of the series.
And some of us are a bit down on the Craig era, Robert.
While others are happy to pretend to dislike things just to get cheap laughs.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and join in on the James Bond conversation online.
Really, 007.
Then the next level down from that is the senior stunt performer. Senior stunt performers have completed a minimum of 3 years at stunt performer grade. They must complete a further 160 days of contracted, verified professional stunt work and have themselves performed a minimum of 40 identifiable stunts, which cover a range of different categories, including fire, water, height, vehicles, and more. SSPs will also have completed the stunt industry-specific BSR Health and Safety Level 2 course, and have proven they possess a wide knowledge base of how to perform stunts. Next level below that is stunt performer. Stunt performer grade can be achieved once a minimum of 1 year has been spent at probationary stunt performer grade, evidence of experience which must meet a minimum of 60 days' work as a stunt performer, verified by peer review of professional work contracts. And then you start life as a probationary stunt performer. Probationary stunt performer grade is for new entrants to the stunt profession and the first level in the stunt grading system. They will have completed a variety of physical skills designed by industry experts and deemed relevant to stunt performance, have experience performing in front of camera, and completed the stunt industry specific BSR Health and Safety Level 1 course. They're also encouraged to complete the Mark Milsom Foundation Film and TV Online Safety Passport course. So that is the breakdown of the official grades within the BSR register. The newly expanded five-tier system offers further career development for its members, as well as clearer and more practical distinctions between the levels for employers. Each level builds on the foundations of relevant experience, skill, development, and hard-working knowledge of stunt-specific health and safety. In the front of the book, there is a foreword, and it reads as follows. On August 1, 1966, the first agreement between Paddy Ryan and Bill Sawyer was created to form the Stuntman's Guild. The founding members were Max Faulkner, who was the chairman, Terry York, vice chairman, Ken Buckle, vice chairman, Peter Braham, Frank Mayer, Les Crawford, Tex Fuller, Billy Cornelius, Fred Haggerty, Jerry Wayne, Alf Joint, Peter Brace, Joe Wadham, and Les White, including many more before they then paved the way and created the industry of stunts as we know it now. 2023 marks the 50-year anniversary of the launch of what we now know as the British Stunt Register. We've made great strides over the last 50 years, due in part to these trailblazers who put their lives on the line to make this industry what it is today. Not only on screen, but in fighting for fair contracts and working conditions. We hope that this book helps to commemorate the old guard and enable the new guard to keep creating excellence in action. That statement says a huge amount about what the British Stunt Register means today, not only to those people involved in it, but those people who support it through the work of film and television. It's also a trailblazer in respect to the register itself, because around the world, people have looked at the register system and realised that it's the way forward. In the United States, for instance, and many of you will already know this, the only way to get in back then was to turn up on set and know a guy who knew a guy. Before too long, somebody would go, hey, this guy's pretty good. You want to come down and visit me on set and do something else? Sure. I can ride a horse, I can do this, I can ride a motorcycle. Well, why not come along and prove it? And eventually, over time, that's exactly what happened. Later on down the line, organisations like the Stuntmen's Association, Stunts Unlimited, and varying organisations up and down the United States and Canada then got together and said, well, we need to do something similar. And they created their own guilds, and they created their own registers. Registers which not only do you now need qualifications for, but you need to be selected to be on. Not just a simple case of having the right qualifications. You need to be put forward by an existing member. So over time, the work of the British Stunt Register and the way in which it has been created and worked over the years has seen the light of many, many thousands of stunt performers the world over who have worked with British performers. They are familiar with what has happened here in the United Kingdom, and they start to implement it all round the world. 50 years is a success story. Here's to the next 50 years. Until next time, bye for now.